Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night. It is 10/7/2022. And oh, let me tell you, I just am going to read it one more time because it is such, no wonder the Lord gave me this to start out with and to keep going on it. And he always says, you know, do you think people really understand it as yet? But here it is. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places, like Lacombe, Oregon in a 4.4. Wonder who popped that with a scalar tectonic weapon. All these are the beginning of sorrows. The beginning of sorrows, you see. But eventually, in Matthew 24, he does say, pray ye or fight, flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. You know, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord Jesus told us that long ago, and that's why I've just been time after time, you know, reading it again and again, because that's what I was told to do, and I've been obedient to it. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. Yes. Power in the blood of Jesus. And the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready for some interesting things here, are we not? Get ready for some interesting things, interesting in the bad way. It's just crazy. Now, let me give you a report of what's going on. We had the strange missile launch, and there's not a lot of information. There's disinformation and who knows what, and it's not clear completely. And then there's lies and less lies and more lies, because the lie at every level of the Luciferian chessboard is different. Every level of the chessboard, the lie is different. So in other words, we're not at war with East Asia. We've always been at war with East Asia. You see how that works? That's chaos. That's the confusion that Lucifer, who is the father of all lies, brings into this world, particularly when he controls the people at the top of the food chain in the governments, the militaries, the intelligence, in the corporations, the banks, and the big churches, all right? And the person down on the street corner who wants to stab you in the neck when you walk by to try to get on the subway or to get on the bus, all right? So there you go. So on the East Coast, we've got an E-6, command and control aircraft. An E-6 can basically be up there and oversee the battlefield array. And if there is something that launches, or if they see or hear from, say, a P-8 or a P-3 Orion, which is out there, a P-8 Poseidon, they can see what's out, you know, and look for subs and any incoming, all right, any incoming like a missile perhaps that might they see it launch. Maybe they can get a defense up, and maybe not, you see. But the E-6 can make a decision. You don't have to wait till Obama's out of the children's bookstore. And like he was the one time, you had to wait for him to come out of the children's bookstore in Martha's Vineyard. You remember that? They couldn't make a decision on the war till he came out, all right? And it was crucial because he was reading The Little Engine That Could or something, you know, supposedly there. Or the little Luciferian That Could or whatever. So the East Coast, We got the E6 going up and down from Florida and all up and down up into Massachusetts and strictly out over there. We got P8s looking for subs and looking for any inbound or any kind of thing that might be coming our way. We got the West Coast. You got an E6 flew out from Oklahoma and went to the West Coast and has been going back and forth from from Seattle all the way down into California. Yeah, Seattle. And hello out there at B&E of B. May the Lord protect you against all evil and provide you medical miracles. Then down at the Gulf Coast, just like I said the other night, P8s off the Gulf Coast as well, looking for anything that's out there. Well, that's a good thing because you remember when back a few years back when I reported that the Russian subs had been down there for 6 months and nobody even knew they were there. So Biden made the statement about we're closer to Armageddon with Putin here in this deal than we were since the Cuban Missile Crisis. Well, there were a couple others in between that I would most people don't know about. You remember the one back about 2004 or 5 when there was a missile launched, all right, somewhere out of Montana, as you recall, and that people saw it launch, and then Steve Quayle was talking to somebody, and they said, look, the launch just came up out of here, and then that was being launched, and that necessitated a red phone call, which I was able to confirm through deep background sources, between Putin and Obama, all right? So anyway, or Putin and Bush, or whoever it was at the time, it doesn't make any difference when they're all from the New World Order. Okay, when the New World Order puts their guy on this side or that side, the other side. So it's the Luciferian candidate. Trump was an exception. I know there are difficulties and problems with Trump's stuff, but at the same time, his policy sure worked, and we had more money, and it kept us safer. So anyway, so Biden's Armageddon speech to his fundraiser last night in New York, looking for the big cash. He probably wanted to give him a little scariness, but it's the first true statement, really, he's came out with. And then today they were yelling questions at him as he came out of the White House, and he was doing his little Irish boxer little trot, his little Irish boxer trot where he has his fists up and pumps them a little bit, and then he does his little short trot. I'm not so sure that was the real Biden, because that guy had more spring in the step. And I've been noticing occasionally that there seems to be a clone or somebody who's cut to look like him that's got a little more oomph for fire. And so that he could be resting in his Rehoboth Beach, you know, behind the $500,000 wall and fence that doesn't work. Walls don't work, right? But that's the first truth that Biden has told in a long time. Then that 4.4 quake, I'd like to see which one popped that, all right? Which scalar or atmospheric heater or scalar interferometer tectonic weapon did that one. But then there's other things. You know, you go back to where Steve Quayle years ago in his book, you know, that he wrote about, and he talked on Art Bell about the possibility of somebody using chemical weapons in the world because he was getting information from his intelligence sources and everything about the possibility of using some kind of a chemical or a biological weapon in a train or a subway or something. And then about a month or so later, Om Shinrikyo, the sort of weird cult, organized crime cult, released a nerve gas in the Tokyo subway. Do you recall that? Now, I'm not saying this is a nerve gas, but let me just say this. I guess near the Union Square subway hub in New York City, that I guess people said coming out of there coughing, vomiting, and sick of having to go to the hospital and all that. And they say, quote-unquote, pepper spray, but three in different, at least two or three other places in the articles of the Daily Mail, which is getting to be the best paper in the United States, but it comes out of the, out of London. All right. But the substance released, they said it's not clear, unclear as to exactly what substance was released. So this aerosol attack in a subway, you need to be cognizant of that. And I know you can't always carry a NBC properly, military-grade NBC filter with the mask on and all of that, but you at least could have an N95 mask or something that might be able to help you a little bit and have that on you in some respect, particularly where they're still wearing masks in New York all the time, all right? That's so you can not be seen, and you wear a mask and sunglasses and a ball cap. Then it seems like you can beat the heck out of anybody or steal their jewelry or, in the store or stab them because they didn't look right, you know, or beat them because they didn't look right. But now there's other stuff going on too, all right? Now we see a cyber attack. And then, oh, just all the information from, Common Spirit Health, where they keep a lot of health records and all your health information, insurance and stuff. They were cyber attacked and all that medical information and the names and be your social security number, the whole bit released. And then Toyota, 292,000 people that Toyota had files on who bought cars or had your email. Maybe you request information or service or whatever, but all your emails are now in the hands of quote unquote somebody. Well, I can estimate and guess who they're all in the hands of. And that would be the Red Chinese, because I can recall back in 2004, 2005, when I used to, in those days, use a dial-up, and then I had a real good McAfee in those days. The McAfee would track every attempt at pinging your deal or any hack attack on your computer. You were able to trace it, and all the poles and points in the cities and the different computers it went through to track it back to where the real origin of that attack or that ping was. And I recall back then I stayed up all night and send in all the ones and report them to Hackers Watch International or whatever it was at the time, Hackers World Hackers Watch or whatever it was, which you could do right online with that McAfee in those days. Then they got rid of all that McAfee. But I used to be able to identify all the URLs and all the stuff. That's how I got the phone numbers of the Lee family in Shanghai, of their Bentley, and then also of their penthouse in Shanghai. And when I gave it out over the air, you know, tell them to quit hacking me, and I named the name of the person. Then lo and behold, a Chinese guy shows up at my door at 2:30 in the morning, a week later, saying, oh, sing-song English. But I looked out, and I saw that he had a $1,000 sport coat on and a $1,000 pair of, Italian or British shoes. And the Lord told me, and in my mind said, don't look at his eyes, look at his hand. And I saw him holding in an odd way what looked to be a cell phone, but it looked like he could just go up and then push the button and then turn it and then give me 500,000 volts right in the head or the neck. Or the Chinese intelligence have a cell phone that will shoot one or two rounds of a .22 long rifle shell, all right? And so either way, that guy was going to kill me. So when I looked out the door and I had my Glockenspiel, the old Glockenspiel, and he was saying, missile, and I'm not trying to do this because I don't like Chinese people. I'm just talking about this Red Chinese spy assassin that was sent. And he said, please help me, missile. And I said, if you don't get off my porch right now, I'm going to ventilate you through the you-know-what door, okay? That guy jumped 15 feet back in an instant, took out of my little courtyard, brick courtyard, and ran down the street to the cul-de-sac, going lickety-split. But old Hawk, even old as he was younger back then, came out with a driver, something you could drive a golf ball a long range and see with it. And then I could see down there at the end of the cul-de-sac a black SUV with the windows and the driver's, you know, smoking a cigarette. I could see the cigarette going. And he was in the little roundhouse, the little turnaround of, you know, the cul-de-sac turnaround. The roundhouse around the little fountain deal. And then this guy, this Chinese guy, runs to the driver's side. Something is said, bup, 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 bup. Then he runs around the back of the SUV, which is either a Tahoe or a, you know, or a Suburban. And he gets in the passenger side. And then that guy comes around, and I see the exhaust flare, and he comes around that deal, and he hits that. He hits it or hits the nitrous or the scramble button or whatever he did. And I'm tracking him with the driver, you know, a golf club. But I was able to kind of move with him, you know, and sight him in with the golf club, right? And so then by the time they get up the little hill, it's like about a block or less than a block, actually, less than a city block. And by the time you get up there, they're going 75 miles an hour. But I had them the whole way with my driver, you see. And then I even came on the air and talked about it. I'm doing it again now. But back then in Red China, in the Beijing train station, there were all these URLs used to come out of that. It was the hack center of the Red Chinese military, of the army. It was a hack attack center. Now they probably got that in New York, okay? Probably got all that in New York, you see. And apparently they're arresting people already in New York City and different places, the Chinese, Red Chinese police, who we talked about last night. So, I mean, it's just incredible what's going on, and you need to quit watching the paint dry, and you need to understand and be aware that this thing is going really far to the deep side south. Not south being negative, just not being the south of the United States, but just being going as a vernacular, going south or going down the hole, all right? And I'll tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And then, you know, it's just one of those things where I just like to read stuff sometimes that's inspirational. And then intermix that with what's going on, you know, and it comes to a much better place. Well, anyway, you know, when you have your book marked and then you drop the book, it's not as good as you'd like it to be. Let's see here. Here we go. Let's see. You know, back, I think about the Revolutionary War and that time period and Paul Revere's ride and all of the stuff then. And then here's Concord Hymn. By the rude bridge that arched the flood, their flag in April's breeze unfurled. Here once the embattled farmer stood and fired the shot heard round the world. The foe long since in silence slept, alike the conqueror silent sleeps. And time the ruined bridge has swept down the dark stream which seawards creeps. On this green bank, by this soft stream, we set today a votive stone, that memory may their deed redeem, when like our sires, our sons are gone. Spirit that made those heroes dare to die and leave their children free, bid time and nature gently spare the shaft we raise to them and thee. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you know. And then I'm also mindful of other deals. This is by Joaquin Miller, The Defense of the Alamo. 1836. Santa Ana came a-stormin', as a storm might come. There was a rumble of cannon. There was rattle of blade. There was cavalry, infantry, bugle and drum. Full 7,000 in pomp and parade. The chivalry flower of Mexico. And a gaunt 200 in the Alamo. The 30 lay sick, and some were shot through, for the siege had been bitter and bloody and long. Surrender or die, men, what will you do? And Travis, great Travis, drew sword, quick and strong, and drew a line at his feet. Will you come? Will you go? I die with my wounded in the Alamo. Then Bowie gasped, lead me over that line. And Crockett, one hand on the stick, one to his gun, crossed with him. Then never a word or sign, till all, sick or well, all save but one man. Then a woman stepped, praying, and slow across to die at her post in the Alamo. Then the one coward that fled in the night, when all men prayed and thought of home and tomorrow, of God and the right, till dawn, and with dawn came Travis's cannon shot in answer to insolent Mexico from the old bell towers of the Alamo. Then came Santa Ana, a crescent of flame. Then the real escalade. Then the fight, hand to hand. Such an unequal fight has never had name since the Persian hordes butchered that doomed Spartan band all day, all night. And the morning so slow through the battle smoke mantling the Alamo. Now, silence, such silence, 2,000 lay dead in a crescent outside and within. Not a breath save the gasp of a woman with gory, gashed head, all alone there, waiting for death. And she but a nurse, yet then shall we know another like this of the Alamo. Shout victory, victory, victory. Oh, I say it's not always to the hosts that win. I say that the victory, high or low, is given the hero who grapples with sin or legion or single, just making to know when the duty fronts death in his Alamo. Your Alamo might be coming, but there's a secret to that. And the secret is repent of your sins, ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you're with him and he's with you and you know it, he knows it, he's going to start to wash you clean. Wash you clean of your sin. And if you were to lose your life on this planet or any other, or in the midst of space, fighting evil, wherever it might be, and if you are to lay down your mortal coil, then you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. That is the promise. That's the best deal in town. You better get with it, ladies and gentlemen, because the career dissipation lights are starting to go down, if you know what I mean. Now, last night I talked about Dr. Cass Ingram, INGRAMS, life-saving cures, how to use the latest, most powerful natural cures for the 21st century. And some people have found it. Others have not. You can find it, I think, Amazon and different places and different health food stores and that kind of stuff. It was a book that was done, copyright January 2000, Knowledge House Publishers. And in there I read to you the radiation, some of the natural things to use for radiation or Ebola or other different types of biological and, you know, chemical poisoning and that kind of stuff. Now, some people found it for about $16.95 or something like that. One person, a good guy I know who ordered it, he said he went up to eBay. He found it on eBay for about $8.95 plus free shipping. So, Life Saving Cures, Dr. Cass Ingram's. For anybody who wants to get that, you might look it up on eBay or Amazon or wherever you please. Go down to Barnes & Noble, see whatever they've got it. I don't know where it's at. I've got one that I bought in 2000 after listening to Dr. Cass Ingram. So anyway, that's the key to that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming close, and Biden said the truth. He talked the truth about the Armageddon. And him not knowing, him not knowing about the deal, he said it's closest since the Cuban Missile Crisis. Well, in that sense, he's trying to also offer himself as Kennedy. You see what I'm saying? But the relative position that we had militarily back then and the one today are quite different. Because today, the Russians have the hypersonic missiles that can get here in any place in the United States or any place on the planet in less than 5 minutes. That's how fast they are. That's how fast they are. They could deliver a nuclear, a chemical or biological or conventional ordnance. The missile is that quick. But if they're going to come, believe me, if they're going to come here, Putin will send them with the bad stuff. He'll send them with the nuke dukes. And it won't be a little tactical nuke. It'll be a big warhead. Now, they can send those up and then pop the EMP type of weapon. One or two of those take care of all of the power grid in the United States. I've warned you about this time and time and time again, because that's what I've been sort of shown and told. If you have your order in books, order 1 second after William R. Forstchen, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N. It's a view from Black Mountain, North Carolina, and Montreat College, specifically that area, and what happens when the power grid goes out and the EMP hits and all the cars pile up on the interstates, all right? Piling up on the interstate, you know, Asheville, Black Mountain, Swanoa, all that kind of stuff, all right? I know that area well. I used to stop and eat lunch a lot of times in Black Mountain when I used to travel down there. But what it tells you about in that novel, which reads very quickly, if once you start reading it, you'll just read it through if you can, or you'll stay up all night and then you'll get up in the morning and breakfast and finish it. It's that quick. 1 second after, William R. Forstchen, Forge Books. Now, that book right there will give you a small town idea of how quickly and what exactly will happen. Within a small region right there in North Carolina in the mountains. And what's going to happen to the food? Well, the food store gets taken out in less than probably an hour, right? And the character, one of the protagonist, Ben, I believe his name was, I think it was Ben, he becomes the leader of the town. They choose him to be because he's a professor and he's been in the military and he's basically a real life type person in a sense, because we know that a lot of this stuff is from reality in the testimony before Congress on the power grid down EMP scenarios, that the soonest back then when they first did the studies that you could put up, the power grid went completely down. The soonest it could go back up would be 18 months. Are you hearing me? It's not just one town or two towns or the center portion of Florida. But if it went down all over the United States, and if then also would take out the computers and your bank accounts and your stock market accounts and your 401ks, all of that's gone. All the computers are gone. The computers, most of the ones even in the, for the Pentagram and those people, probably gone. The cell phones, gone. So what are you going to do? That's why you need to read 1 second after, all right? And while you're at it, also read Patriots, Surviving the Coming Collapse by James Wesley Rawls. If you read those two books right there, then that'll tell you everything you need to basically know in terms of what you need or what you need to do or to think about those things that you haven't thought about yet. get a little deeper into it if you got the stomach, if you got the sand to look it square in the eye and apply the needed prescription. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, so we got these cyber attacks and all this stuff, right? Well, where do we hear that from? Remember? We read it a lot of times to you. Viktor Suvorov, from his book, okay? And the chapter 15 is called Spetsnaz, First World War. Spetsnaz, S-P-E-T-S-N-A-Z, Spetsnaz, First World War. They're known officially in the GRU, that's the Russian Military Intelligence, as the Proprietary Period, and unofficially as the Overture. The Overture is a series of large and small operations, the purpose of which, before actual military operations begin, to weaken the enemy's morale, create an atmosphere of general suspicion, fear, and uncertainty, and divert the attention of the enemy's armies and police forces to a huge number of different targets, each of which may be the object of the next attack. An overture is carried out by agents of the secret services of the Soviet satellite countries and by mercenaries recruited by intermediaries. The principal method employed at this stage is gray terror. That is a kind of terror which is not conducted in the name of the Soviet Union. The Soviet secret services do not, at this stage, leave their visiting calling cards or leave other people's cards. The terror is carried out on the name of already existing extremist groups, but not connected in any way with the Soviet Union or in the name of fictitious organizations. The GRU reckons that this is the period that its operations should be regarded as natural disasters. Oh, like earthquakes 4.4, just below the 4.5 that would issue cell phone alerts in Oregon. Just below that, natural disasters, actions by forces beyond human control, mistakes or glitches committed by people, or as a terrorist acts by organizations not connected with the Soviet Union or today Russia, okay? The terrorist acts carried out in the course of the overture require very few people, very few weapons, and little equipment. In some cases, all that may be needed is one man who has a weapon, nothing more than a screwdriver, or a box of matches, or a glass ampule, or in a New York City, perhaps a spray can, okay? Some of the operations can have catastrophic consequences. For example, an epidemic of infectious disease. Oh, where have we heard about that? At 7 of the most important naval bases in the West, could have the effect of having the combined naval might of the Soviet Union's enemies. The overture could last from several weeks to several months, gradually gathering force, embracing fresh regions. You see, that then can become the Red Terror when you start to see and you understand that it's Russia. And then you have a weird missile launch. Well, who launched it? Well, I don't know. I guess, the NSA doesn't know. The NRO doesn't know. The Army doesn't know. The Air Force doesn't know. Space Force doesn't know. But, oh, it's a glitch. And, oh, somebody launched a missile that hit it midair, and there was boom, boom, boom. Took out that missile. Whoa, well, that's probably just a drill, right? Baloney! We're real close here, people. And the only solution that I can offer you is what Jesus said in Matthew 25. It's called being prepared and having the lamps and the lamp oil and wicks and everything ready to go so that when the bridegroom comes, you're ready and you're there and you can go in with him into the marriage. But the foolish virgins say, oh, give us of your oil because ours has run out. And then what do the wise virgins say to them? Not so. You go to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And then the alarm comes out and the bridegroom is coming and then the wise virgins go into the marriage, right? And then what happens? The door shut. Boom. And then the foolish virgins now coming with their lamp oil finally, saying, "Oh, Lord, Lord, open the door to us." And he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not." So I urge you to prepare. Because I'll tell you what, I'm trying to work on behalf of the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. And I'm trying to warn you, the remnant. You're the remnant. I'm not talking on, you know, this is WKXRYC, ba-la-ba-la. What do you think today, people? Do you think that maybe you should have 15 days of food? That's not Hawk, is it? No. We're trying to tell you right down the road, and we've given you plenty of time. The Lord has instructed me to make sure that you had plenty of time to prepare. And if you haven't, then you better start now, quick. Oh, is that doom? Yeah, well, that's all right. I'm going by what the Lord Jesus is telling me, Matthew 24 and Luke 21, because they're going to come for you here. They're going to come for you. Somebody from this government or somebody from some kind of military, police, or agency situation is going to come for you as well. I don't know who's going to come for you. Could be the Red Chinese they've asked to come over to help, okay, under UN auspices. They're doing this thing where they're identifying everybody. Guess what? The Red Chinese got all your names, addresses, phone numbers, all your stuff. They got your insurance. They took, and this is for all you smart boys, all you smart boys and girls out there, smart boys, hut, 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 smart boys. The Red Chinese, your government allowed them to hack into your military, your agency, your government employment records to get all of your school, your health records, your arrest records, your military service records, your intelligence operation records. Yeah, that guy when you went and did the tax collector in the little ville back in, 68 or something, or 69, all right? When you put the death card on him after Max V. Sawgrain, the Red Chinese know all your stuff, all right? They got even into the secret records of the CIA. So all you boys and girls think, hut, 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 hut. Well, let me tell you, you're in the same boat everybody else is, and then now they're coming for you. If you got the wrong idea, if you think you got freedom of speech, you think you're defending of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or the Declaration of Independence, and I had relatives that signed the deck, and also relatives, the Declaration, and also relatives that signed the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. And I'm not going to necessarily give you my lineage. I could. I think I've said it on air before, but what difference does that make? My family also knew Abraham Lincoln, helped form the Republican Party at one point in time, out of the Whig Party. I mean, I've been blessed or not blessed or to understand a lot of different things and to come up through all kind of experience that the Lord Jesus has put me in, including when I was in Dealey Plaza on October 12th, 1997. And I'm talking to Robert J. Grodin, who's in the pergola, because we got a little drizzly rain. I'm sitting in there. He's got some books and everything. I talked to him for an hour, 2 hours. And then that's when I've told you about the special ops guys under the control of an officer who says, and we had up there, we had somebody on that rooftop, and there was another gunman there and there, and we had a crossfire, triangulation. I said, yeah, y'all, don't you have that on a sand table in the back lot of that blockhouse building in Bragg behind the barbed wire? And the one black, he must have been a master sergeant or something, comes up and says, yeah, we do. And so then the officer says, this guy's crazy, let's go on. I said, no, you're the ones who all that killed the president. You guys are the ones that killed the president. You're the one that needs to get up the road. I'm not the crazy one. You're telling these guys how you guys organized a kill of a president of the United States. You get on up the road, mister. And then that's when I told you that the guy was like the little guy, might have been a SEAL or somebody, I don't know who it was, but he had a surf shop thing out of California. Always these surf t-shirts is always funny. And he gives me the thumbs up, okay, and the big smile, all right? Because I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going south. It's going to crap pretty quick. You've got all the factors involved here that is in a destruction or a collapse or a martial law or war that destroys millions and millions of people or billions worldwide potentially. So make sure that you do what you can. You cannot do more than you can. You've got to pay your bills. You got to go to work, or you got to do this, or you got to do that. You try to send your kid to school, all of those different things. But you can do something. And if you can do nothing less than buy an extra one or two cans of Chunky or Progresso soup a week, well, then if you buy one extra can of soup, of Chunky or Progresso, that's a ration for one person in your family for one day. You get that, you can split it in two, or you can just eat it all at once, and then, you know, maybe add a cracker, a piece of bread, or some, dandelion greens, or poke salad, or maybe if you got rose petals from a rose bush, you know, you can put the different things that you can eat naturally from the environment without any trouble, all right? If you got a Meyer lemon bush, or a an orange, small dwarf orange tree or whatever, then that is excellent too. If you got blueberry bushes or blackberries or whatever you got doing, if you got a garden, if you got a little hoop house, and you can grow some lettuce and things, and maybe winter some carrot, get some carrots still growing in there, and radish, different types of vegetables that will store over the winter. You know, if you got apples and an apple orchard, say you planted dwarf apple trees a year or two ago and you're now getting apples, put them in a store, in a root cellar. Put them in the sawdust or in the sand and kind of keep them in there, and they will stay cool. If you got them at around 40 degrees, 40, 42 degrees, you dig down. You got to read up how far you got to dig down. Put in the walls, a little gravel floor. If you can angle it out of a hillside where the water would run out, that's better yet. But you better be doing some of this while you can. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what, Brother Steve Quayle, if you've done all your preps and got your food and your water purification, like you think people in Florida need Berkey water filtration systems with the black Berkey filters and then other containers to store stuff in it. I recently heard that their family told them, well, we're okay, we've got two jugs of water just in case. And I think they lived in Fort Myers or Naples or somewhere like that. I pray that they're okay. I pray that the Lord has brought them out of all of that. Don't know. And the people that told me about it, they don't know yet. Because the cell phones might be out or whatever. So, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Quayle has got gold for you. If you got all your other stuff done, Brother Quayle has gold or silver or platinum. You can click from the stevequayle.com and go through, or you can call him at 406-586-4840. 406-506-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you, and if you get Steve or his son Tyler or this terrifically capable manager Daryl, who's a real good guy and a tough son of a gun too, if you got any of those people, they can fix you up. You tell them Hawk sent you and they get it to you quick. While you're there, get whatever is left of Steve Quayle's books, whatever they have left, you know, whether it be Empire Beneath the Ice or Premise of the Promise or Terminator or Xenogenesis or Aliens Fallen Angels or the Giants book, whatever it might be. Go ahead and get one so that you can know and understand it, and so your children and your grandchildren can understand it. Because this thing is going to be generational. It could be generational, or it could maybe not be generational. I don't know. But if the Great Tribulation is 3.5 years, 42 months, then quite frankly, that's a short period of time, but babies are born and, you know, that kind of thing. And people who are children now who are 10 years old are now all of a sudden 13, you know, or 14 years old. And they're tough, and particularly if you've got them doing Muay Thai or Hapkido or karate or whatever it is, or good old-fashioned wrestling and boxing or whatever. You've trained them to defend themselves and how to, shoot a bow and arrow, how to catch a fish, you know, that kind of stuff. Or to shoot a 22 or a 12-gauge or 410 shotgun or whatever you got. Because it's going to be, you might lose your life, and if you're with the Lord Jesus, go to heaven, but the children are going to have to pick back up the slack, because this is going to go on a while. And it's going to be a war of good versus evil. And the Lord Jesus will tell you, you know, that you need to keep the ground, stand, you know, until he comes back with his angels. And then they clean the clock of all the Luciferians and all the scum at the top slots and their 200 million man army, which I guarantee is coming out of Red China. And then the Red Chinese have got their social credit score and all that. That's being applied now to America. That's why they're stealing all these files, okay? And all of your information. Because they're already starting it. And I was told by somebody today that the VA now is on notice that if the VA hears that any veteran has said anything negative against the government or has said anything, even popping off saying, well, you know, waiting here so long, I guess there could be a revolution, you know, by the time you get me in. Oh, well, that's dangerous. That's going to be now have to be according to Biden's executive order. You have to report every one of those things. When he says, God bless the troops and we're, you know, all that stuff, he's full of crap. He don't care about the troops. Doesn't care a lick about them or about the veterans. Because now the VA is going to have to tattletale on you. And if somebody else catches you not tattletaling on the person that said it to you, in other words, if you got two or three people working on a vet, or in the VA, and if the VA guy, if the vet says something, well, if all three of you don't report it, then they're going to report the other person, you see. And then the FBI, who likes to go after pro-life people and Christians and duly elected presidents, even back to Kennedy when Oswald was an informant, allegedly, of the FBI and involved with them and involved with the CIA and who else knows what, all right? With the Marine Corps Intelligence or OSI, you know, or Naval Intelligence, you know, all of this stuff. So they take out presidents. Now they're going to start to take out you because they want to, per World Economic Forum, per the New World Order, used to be the Council on Foreign Relations Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergs. They had to come up with a WEF. That's a wrestling federation, right? Wrestling Exterminating Federation by a Nazi industrialist reading it with allegedly the son or the grandson of a Mossad agent named Harari, who's a professor in Israel, mixed up with a Nazi industrialist grandson or son. And then now they say we can do the fourth generation or the fourth industrial revolution without people. We don't need you anymore. Oh, we'll keep, you know, maybe 500 million of you to help to run our labs and transportation and that kind of stuff. And the rest of you can shine our shoes and pick our corn and pick our cotton, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to go down just like the Lord Jesus told you in the good book. In the Bible. And I like the King James, the old King James. I like to read it because that sings to my mind. It sings to my brain. That's my deal. You pick the one you want, but I will tell you, that's a good one to pick. Also, if you want to get a Bible or a songbook to somebody who's on fire and hungry for it, the Nunamakers have a wonderful mission. In Indochina, okay, where we're getting to the mountain tribes, the Montagnard, all right? The Montagnard have a different dialect or language in just about every village. And it's imperative that they can read it in their own language. It's beautiful. So to get a Bible and a songbook to them as best you can, go to Indochina Bible Project or Nunamaker Bible Project. N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Nunamaker, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. There's people over there on fire for the Bible and for their songbook and their own thing, and they're baptizing, preaching, they're training preachers to go out and go to the other villages and to go into the small hamlets and stuff that don't even qualify as a village. They're going out into the bad bush, all right, in the mountains. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, Indochina Bible Project or Nunamaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may the Lord protect you and bless you for that. I'll tell you what, if you want to keep Old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do, anything is most needed or wanted. Easiest is Federal Reserve notes or a bit of silver, a bit of gold, or whatever like that, or a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K. That's all you got to put on it. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. That keeps Old Hawk going and keeps him swinging the ball bat and in the game. Keeps him swinging the ball bat at the Lucy's. Hit him right on the nose, all right? So while we're sitting here, and the President of the United States is talking about nuclear Armageddon, and we find that Putin is probably already in his bunker, and the U.S. has ordered anti-radiation drugs, the N-plate. And incidentally, you might want to go out and look for, look it all up and check with your doctor, of course. But look it up if you want to begin taking, at any time. Don't wait till the stuff happens and try to take it. You may want to start taking a potassium iodide or potassium iodate. Or you might want to get something like the old Foods has a kelp, iodine with kelp in a dropper form. Get a bunch of that. But, I mean, just telling you. And some of the other things that were mentioned in, Dr. Cass Ingram's Life-Saving Cures, Knowledge House, the year 2000. Probably available for $8.95 for that book, which gives you all the stuff in what he calls life-saving cures, quote-unquote, that he says. He's a medical doctor, Buffalo Grove, Illinois. And Dr. Cass Ingram was the one that had the really bad virus. They didn't know what it was. And his doctors in Buffalo Grove and in the suburban Chicago and downtown Chicago, they couldn't solve it. He went to Mayo's in Rochester, and after a while, they tried everything they knew what to do. They didn't know what it was, couldn't get rid of it. They said, go home and make your peace and get your affairs in order. He went home, and the Greek neighbor lady brings him over, I believe, some oil of oregano stuff. All right? I think it was either drops or whatever. He put it in. 2 or 3 days later, he starts to feel better, and he gets rid of the stuff in a week. So Cass Ingram is the one that found the best place with the most potent oregano in the Mediterranean on an island, and then he had North American Herbs and Spices develop a process called P73. So they got 73% of the carvacrol, which is the rating. The higher the percentage, the better off you are. 73% of the carvacrol or active ingredient out of that. You might want to look for some of that. You might want to look for some meso silver. Go to steedquail.com, click on meso silver. Or if you go to puristcolloids.com and or off of the site, you call them and decide to make an order or email them. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. You tell them Old Frankie up there that Old Hawk is still his buddy and to get you taken care of really quick. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't want to go into their Luciferian night without a fight. And I tell you, you know, the red letter edition that the Lord Jesus tells you about, you know, what's coming. What more do you need? You're seeing it right now. We're in the beginning of sorrows. But if they do come to your door, and how we burn in the camps later thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family? Or if during periods of mass arrest, for example, in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose. And had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand, the organs would have very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport. And notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn, you know? Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights and protect your family and your property and your business. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. And Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. And Mickey LaPool, God bless you. Because you are the best by test, buddy. And I will tell you what. Road and track and Little L. You guys study and study and study. And learn science and math. And learn the true history. And learn about the Lord Jesus. And our Father in heaven. And read your Bible, because I'm going to tell you what, Lord Jesus loves you. And you got a good mommy and daddy. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.